From Buenos Aires, Argentina, I'm Paige Nichols.
I'm Caroline McCann.
And this is Bad Information, a love letter to the country that drives us
mad.
I'm currently underneath my dining room table in a homemade fort.
Homemade fort, anything for the podcast. I kept calling my playlist a podcast last night. I was like, guys, put on the podcast.
Put on the pod. We are just here and we are queer. And I think that this is just the perfect segue to talk about one of the most sacred and honored Argentine institutions that's ever been known to the universe. Friendship.
Amistad.
Friends will be friends. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Why do I always sing when
friends? I do love singing on this podcast. There's something about having a microphone in front of you that just makes you want to sing. Friends, man. I mean, it's like you move here, and I think that's one of the biggest kind of initial challenges is like, where are my friends at? You know,
where
like,
are my amigas?
You know, you love the city, you know, you love the culture, you know, you want to like get to know the culture by making local friends, but then there's also the expat community, which is vibrant and filled with opportunities for friendship. So here we are talking about navigating amistad.
Yeah, because it's like you've got all those elements, like you said, and then just like being an adult and making friends no matter where you are is kind of a challenge.
Yeah.
When you add in like a different culture and a different language and all these things, it's like, hello, how am I supposed to have my grupo? And it can definitely be tough. I mean, like, it's such an essential part of life, social interaction, something that we obviously are lacking these days. So it's kind of like, you know, a falta de vínculos humanos. Let's just talk about them through a microphone over the internet.
I love it. Smart. So I think that, like, what I've observed about, I mean, we've talked about this, but, like, what I've observed about about friendship in Argentina is, like, these very distinct grupos, like Lauti
has many grupos.
Amigos de la facu, amigos de colegio, amigos de medicina china, amigos de no sé qué cosa. And I'm just like,
la chica del master. Del MBA.
Amazing. So what has your experience been here? Like a lo largo de tu tiempo acá?
I mean, it's such a wild ride because, yeah, first of all, I mean, I've been here for literally 1,000 years, so I was such a baby when I arrived, and I'm a different person and, you know, have grown and all that stuff, which is magical and beautiful. But it's really been just a balancing act of finding ways to – I was so very adamant about inserting myself, name of my sex tape, into like the local fabric. And so I was like very driven and determined to have like local Argentine friends and like speak Spanish and learn and kind of not just stay in that bubble of expat life, because not that it's bad, but I just kind of felt like, you know, why am I going to live halfway across the world if I'm not going to have any friends who are actually from here or kind of know what it's like to do it? And so when I studied abroad, luckily I got a taste of that and, you know, just wanted more and wanted to be sure that that was a part of my experience. And so I was really gunning for that, like my first chunk of time here. And then eventually, you know, it evolves and you incorporate your grupo. So I had like friends from work, you know, friends from through Jose, like the borrowed friends is where we can talk about that with your partner. And now it's like, you know, I've really come to value having friends from like my same background, like you and other women, because I think that it's so, I realize how important it is to have that kind of core, just to kind of like, not fall back on, but to like turn to when you just, you know, it's like I've lived here forever. This is my life now. So it's like, I do need to have that connection with people who get my culture, where I come from, my humor, my references, all those kinds of things. And I can't always get that from my Argentine friends, you know, and like,
your pop-up video reference.
Yeah, as connected as they are to the U.S. culture and music and things, which is fantastic. It's not the same, and it's not that it's better or worse. It's just different. And so, like, I've definitely found that I now have my grupos. You know, I have like my amigas, like random amigas who are kind of like foodies, and I have like amigos, colegas, like from like journalism and stuff that I see out at events. You know, I have like my shanky babes. I've got, you know, it's like, and it's really fun. It's very rewarding.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I mean, it hasn't been an easy road. I think in, you know, I'm looking back, hindsight's always 20/20, but it's definitely been tough, you know, and like, I know you can relate to that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I similarly to you, when I first arrived in 2009, my first tour, like I was like, I'm here to speak Spanish. I'm here to like really immerse myself in the culture. And so I think I have already talked about this on the podcast, but like I moved in with an Argentine woman. She was like an older woman, like 40s or so. And she, like rented out rooms in her house. And like when people, mostly it was like international people, but like when they were English speakers, I would just be like, lo siento, but I'm here to speak Spanish. And I was
sorry
kind of like
it.
Rigida in cuanto a eso, but like, I think it really paid off. That woman was pretty unstable. So I didn't really forge a lasting friendship there, but, I do have one, like, really, I mean, one very, very dear Argentine friend that I like inherited through other shankies that met her. But like my first go round really was, really what, like I really had developed a very close friendship with another expat, and we, like you said, had so much in common from home, but also prioritized, she was someone who also prioritized like really living and taking advantage of the experience here. And then now on my second tour, it kind of feels like a bit more like lasting this time. And so it was like really important for me to start to develop my own grupos. And I mean, given that I teach yoga in English, like I'm mostly surrounded by like expats a lot of the time, but doing the therapy that I do in, which is, you know, local and in Spanish, like now I have my amigos de terapia and
your grupo.
So I have my grupo,
which is so great.
And it was like, you know, we like have this shared activity together, and it's not like we really were like really getting to know details about each other outside of that context. Like we just kind of, once the like year ended of therapy, we just like found ourselves being like, all right, we don't have it this week because there was like a summer, se cortó for the summer, and we would like get together regardless. And like, that was, I think, really where kind of like the friendships like really were born. And now like I have my few little gals that I call Amiga.
Hi, Ami. Hola, Ami.
It's so cute. I love that. But go ahead.
Like, have you noticed that just, and I was like, have you noticed that just like Argentines are so like balls to the wall? Like, it's like once you're friends, it's like they go into like quinta al fondo, you know, like pedal to the metal. Let's just like make this friendship such an integral part of every essence of your being, you know, like they're so into it. They're so loyal.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. They really are. They, especially in this context, which is one where like we're there to support each other. And then on the other hand, you have like, if your partner is Argentine, you know, you kind of like inherit their friends. And so like when I first moved back, like Lauti has a lot of female friends. And so I kind of like inherited a lot of those friendships. And, you know, I think there are some that are like people, I think they're all excellent people, but like there are certain bonds that feel like, oh, I've established like a bond independent of Lauti as well. I would
right.
say like with a few of his friends.
Yeah. Like I feel so lucky. Like I will never forget the first, I had been here for 2 weeks in 2007 and I was started dating Andres, AKA Voldemort, but, I went to Carilo with his group of friends for a weekend, and I remember my head was just like spinning, trying to keep up with the Spanish and all their inside jokes and this just whole like friendship dynamic that I had obviously no idea about. But once we got back from that weekend, I was like part of their group, right? And they were so kind to me and so welcoming and so generous and like very helpful, and it was great. But yeah, they were borrowed friends, and of course, you know, things didn't really work out. So fast forward, and the same thing happened with Jose, and I'm so, again, so grateful for like how kind everyone was to just like accept me as like, you know, like la novia del flaco, and like super kind and great. But I'm at a point now where it's like, I can still appreciate them as people and will always like love them for how generous they were with me, but it's like they're not my friends. A few of them are, right? A few of them have become, like you said, like I've forged my own bonds with them.
Yeah.
But the majority, it's like they're Josie's friends, and that's great, because like now I have the space and the time to cultivate my own relationships, and I don't have to rely on him. Because I think that when you move abroad, especially if with or because of a partner who's from that country, you know, it can set up an unhealthy dynamic if like all of your social interaction is just through them.
So true.
Because you can just become so reliant without even realizing it. And then like ni hablar si es un tóxico, because it's just like chao amiga, you know, because you're just.
I just wish there was like a litmus test of like, es un tóxico o no? Like how much time would we save if we could just figure out cuáles eran los tóxicos?
Yeah, o sea, por favor, tipo una remera que diga, like just being like, yo soy tóxico. It would be so much easier. But you know.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah, like just next, please. I think so. It's like, and then you also have that. So you have like the borrowed friends and the inherited friends, and then you have like the gender role in friendship. Because at home, and I think this is really interesting, and it's something that we could talk about probably forever. But you know, I had a lot of male friends in the U.S. and like I would say the majority of my friends were male, not like because I was on some mission to be like the cool girl, because I'm also like that whole like trope, which is victim of patriarchy anyway. But it's like, you know, here I remember, I mean, granted, I was at UCA, like super cheto, you know, university. And this was 13 years ago, and a lot has changed since then, thankfully. But it was kind of like las nenas con las nenas y los nenes con los nenes. Like,
oh, you know, my God.
It was very
strange
for a woman to have male friends.
Totally, totally. I similarly, like, maybe our masculine energies are just, you know, masculine energy rising. I too like always felt very comfortable, like very just at ease and comfortable with my male friends in the US. And I remember my first tour when I lived in Bariloche, like there was this one of the guys that I worked with at this hostel was like, no, yo no tengo amigas. No tengo amigas mujeres. Like he was like, it's impossible for me as a man to have female friends. And meanwhile, like I wanted to be his friend. So I was like, all right, well, there you go. Yeah. And it was incredibly, it was just like, it was like mind blowing to me. And then like I said in the beginning, like Lauti has a lot of female friends, which I think is like kind of rare for an Argentine. But I'm so grateful because like Argentine women are they're so awesome. They're just so bad.
They are awesome. And I think that there's this like, yeah, I was thinking about this too, like thinking about my own experience and how at first it was kind of like this very antiquated gendered kind of thing of, you know, like women are competition to one another and like, you know, quien es esta gringa, like puta alcohólica, because, you know, the kind of stereotype of like American women being more like, hola gringa, puta y alcohólica. Putting that on my LinkedIn. But like, you know, the kind of, you know, who are these wild women, like come to steal our men.
Yeah,
like,
there
was definitely that like kind of thing that people had shared with me, like to kind of be like prepare, and you know that like the jealousy and like and not and maybe like women not trusting in their male partners, and so it's like why would you have amigas if you're a man, because like you would just want to fuck her or something weird. And so but then it's like once you, first of all, so much has changed in these 13 years, which is amazing, and then
so
like in terms of just society evolving and feminism, and it's just empowering. But like you said, like Argentine women are the like, I have this one friend Anto, if you're listening, Antito, she's just like the quintessential amazing like porteña, and I just like am so entertained and illuminated and like I love her because she's just like so, it's just all in. Like, I just love that. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, they're very like transparent and like just like so many Argentines are just on this, I think, this journey towards like self-discovery. This is kind of a sidebar, but I just remember like, I don't know, a friend talking about like, you know, you can ask like a porteño like how they're doing and they're kind of like, está todo mal, estoy como el orto, me quiero morir, pero sabes que estoy como aprendiendo un montón de mí mismo y está buenísimo. Like, as long as they're like honest. So I feel like I really grow from my relationships with Argentine people. And I think that like, you know, like I said, like I have these friends from therapy, right? And it's like we spent a whole year doing this like process together, and then and I know very little about them. Like we crack up because one of the girls is like, ¿dónde vivís? Like, ¿qué haces? Like, we don't know any of like that, those kind of like scripted, like structured questions that I felt were part of this like script in the US, where it was like, there's a surface level. It's a bit more open. Like, I feel like, and this, we've talked about this as maybe it's really related to kind of like a question of security and like kind of privacy here. But like in the US, it's like you meet someone, you shake their hand, give them a big ass smile, ask them where they live, ask them what they do, ask them where they're from, ask them where they went to college, like the whole checklist. But like, you're not maybe getting to the deeper stuff. Whereas here, like I have friends who I don't know where they live. I don't know where they're from. Who gives a shit if they went to university or not? And I know like deep, dark secrets about them, and we're working through shit together. And like, it's a special bond. Yeah, like when you do forge them,
it's like de fierro. Like, it's like, I think once it's the heart of the biggest challenge is like, at least in my case, and people I've spoken to, you know, have gone through this, it's kind of like, it can be really hard to break that initial barrier of like getting, it's like getting past the front door, because it comes to this like duality of Argentine life, right? They're super warm and friendly and opening and loyal and opening and open and like hospitable. But, you know, they also have their grupos, and like those grupos that were formed in first grade on the playground, like if you weren't there for the founding meeting, like you're never going to be, you'll be in the orbit maybe, but you're never going to be like del original. And that was a really struggling, like that was a struggle for me at my last like bigger corporate job, which was great. Edelman, because I really ended up, I made like friends for life there. But at first it was a struggle because I didn't know, I took it very personally, maybe looking back, like that I wasn't in the grupo, or like kind of like maybe rolling my eyes sometimes too at like people that I worked with who like had their friend who worked with their friends who were in the other grupo. So it was like overlapping, you know, I don't know. And I was just kind of like, oh God, like, are we in middle school? Like, this is so ridiculous. And I think looking back, it's maybe because I just felt a bit insecure about not having a grupo of my own. I do think that there is like a fine line, because sometimes it feels like it can be limiting in the sense of like, it can, or stunting, like you're not, I don't know, like sometimes if someone commits too much to the grupo and like turns on their blinders and forgets that there's like other people and experiences and things beyond that, it can maybe have that like backside. I can't even speak English anymore. But I think in general, it's just like a testament to how Argentines prioritize, you know, human connection over like material things. Like no one cares about your job or whatever, but like your amigos are los amigos, you know, and it's just sort of like, vamos hasta la muerte. And that's like so cool.
Yeah, that's so true. Like if you're so loyal to your group, and you kind of convince yourself that your group is like representative of the world or something. But like if you have different groups that you participate in with like kind of maybe different types of people, or you're kind of like experiencing more diversity there, then, you know, then you're kind of like breaking out of that mold. But if you stick to the los pibes del colegio, el negro, el chino, el gordo, el cabezón.
Cabezón.
A la muerte.
I do love the nicknames. Like, I honestly love the nicknames. I mean, like literally I call my husband by his nickname.
And I love like, that.
They're just like, because they're like, wait, when they're like, dijiste flaco, ¿quieres decir tu marido? I'm like, sí, pero es el flaco. And they're like, oh my God, you call your husband flaco? I'm like, because he is el flaco. But like, you know, you've got a chino. So obviously, even if they're Asian, but not of Chinese descent, they are el chino.
Or if they just, I mean, if they're not, it's probably just the person with the smallest eyes or something like that would be designated the chino.
And don't forget el turco.
El turco, that's a spicy amazing, one.
That can be, like, and then you've got
el ruso.
Yeah, el turco, and then el ruso, because like, ruso is like Jewish, and then like el gordo, el negro, el panzón, like
panzón. Like, so there's that's an interesting distinction between el gordo y el panzón.
Panzón. And then I kind of love, like, in Córdoba and in other parts of the interior, they call people, like, you would be la caro. Like, voy a lo de la caro. Or el lauti. Like, I love how they add that. So it's like, I could be, well, I'm la panza, right? But, like, you know, it could be la peji or, like, my friend Romy, who's from Córdoba, la Romy. I just, like, love that. I don't know why it seems so sweet to me. Like, it's not necessarily friendship specific, but I just like love that way of calling people. Like, you've got the nicknames, you have all these shared experiences, and I think that that's really what builds like friendships, is especially realizing as you get older, because, you know, when you're in school, you meet these people kind of by default because you're in the same classroom or you know ride the same bus every day. But when you're older, you really have to go out and search and find your people that connect with different facets of your life. Like you said, you know, you have your therapy group, you have maybe like a yoga teacher's group, you have your social group, whatever, and you have to find them and you have to go look for them and like connect and really make time to develop those bonds. And like, you can, it's so important just to have shared experiences, be that like, you know, every Sunday playing football or like going somewhere to volunteer or even just like going out and like exploring the day, which as we know can take literally all day, because if you have a friend date with someone, it's not just a quick brunch. You know, you aren't scheduled. And I mean, you're like the queen of Google Calendar. And like, how do you schedule on your calendar, like juntadas?
Oh no, just
how many hours do you allocate?
Just hours. Like, I mean, first of all, they're bound to show up late. First of all, the timing of the juntada will be like very vague. It'll be like, no juntemos a la tarde.
Nebulous AF.
Like, Okay, so a la tarde, so it's like, okay, so we know it's afternoon, but then it could be like 7 p.m., but it could be 7 p.m., you know what I mean? Like, and then, yeah, no, and then, I mean, that's something that really, I enjoy that so much, really, just like the juntadas with like the lack of any like deadline or pressure to like, again, like,
for,
even
like,
with
agenda
or even like close friends, like, that you know, you want, like, there's less of this concept of like, let's catch up. And it's more of like, let's just be together. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, that's so true.
When I catch up, when I meet friends at home, it's like, and when I was in New York, it was like, I could like schedule it on my Google Calendar because I knew it would probably be two and a half. Nah, never really 3 hours. I think three would be extensive, or like three is for very special friends, but like, oh, let's grab dinner, let's grab a drink, let's catch up. And it's like, okay, so the day after the last day I saw you, I woke up, I took a shit, it's like, let's catch up. And like here, it's like there, you get together with someone and you there, it's, talk about like just mindfulness and presence. Like I feel maybe it's because
true.
I'm hanging out with my therapy peeps, but it's like, we just sit together and like, whatever, like wherever the conversation goes, it goes. And when it's quiet, it's okay. Like there's way more around silence, I think. And,
just like my friend Paula taught me the phrase to like hacer huevo. And she was like, venía a casa y hagamos huevo. And I was like, what? And she was like, it's just like hanging out. Let's just chill. Like, come over.
Come over and we'll make eggs?
I was like, yendo a comprar el maple de huevo en el campo. Imagine me on the bus, like el 108 con un maple de huevo. Like,
maple.
I love saying maple.
Me too.
like the just it's so true. Like I remember, oh my God, we had such a fun day with this a new grupo of mine. Shout out to Amiga de Valen, because I'll tell that story of how we all kind of came together. I think that's a really cool representation of just making friends as an adult. But like we went to brunch at Anafe back when it was still across the street from Mercado de Pulgas, and I remember I was like, great, so we're gonna have brunch, and I was like still in my mindset of like, okay, we'll have a nice brunch and then like I'll just walk back to the train and like go home, you know, like I wasn't in a rush, but I was like, the plan was brunch, so we're going to go to brunch. And then we were like walking, and then we stopped off at Salvaje and got like a cafecito. And then one of the girls, Azul, lives like nearby. So she was like, vamos a mi casa. And I was like, and it was Sunday. So I kind of had like my Sunday routine of like, it's a school night, I need to be home, you know, like, whatever. I'm such an anal retentive freak. And I was like, bueno. And so we all went to her house. She's like, the coolest apartment. And we just like hung out. And finally it was like 8 o'clock or something. And I was like, chica, yo me tengo que ir. Not because I like really wanted to. It wasn't like I was uncomfortable, but I kind of just felt this like, I just felt like I'm still wired to like not hang out for 12 hours or something.
Yeah.
But not. And so I was just kind of like, I need to get home. Also, I mean, it was like Sunday night and I lived downtown. So I had like, you know, 20, 30 minute trip back and like right. Jose and whatever. So it's fine. But it was just like such a funny experience because I was like, wow, I was like, I just had totally blanked on the possibility / reality that like our Sunday date wasn't just brunch. It was just started. Like brunch was the kickoff point.
Oh my God. I love rest, that. Like, yeah. I love that. And I imagine them like listening to this and being like, y sí, es una juntada. Like es una juntada de amigas.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, this like unique cultural phenomenon. Like
I'm studying it for my sociology class. And like, and it's great. Cause like I'm the only, I mean, in that group, I'm the only like American, right? But like there are women who like most Argentines of a certain sort of set are so connected with European and North American culture and music and film and have traveled and lived abroad. So it's like a very, in that when I say diverse group, it is like, you know, it's not like I'm the lone weirdo. Like, I mean, you know, who like they, I have to like explain myself. Like they really almost in a way, I would say outshine me on a lot of some cultural connections and like references, which is always really cool.
They're so fucking smart.
Yeah. They're just like smart and curious and so creative. It's like such a creative group. And like, they kind of like in like, they're just like inspirational in a way that like in terms of just like from everything to like home decor to like what they work like how like what they do for their jobs or like what they aspire to be and stuff. And it's like just they're all really brilliant in different ways and it's super fun. And like I just laugh at how we all know each other because because of course Valentina, our last podcast guest, our eternal student, queen of Puan, and Manu Ginobili's biggest fan. Like she was getting married and she has, you know, she had her close friends from scattered all over and wanted us to all meet and like become friends before her wedding. So when we got to the party, we would like already have a base.
I love the proactivity. Like that's a
so
good
smart.
Move. Such a
so
good
smart. Move. And so she just like threw us all together. And so we all knew her from different spaces and like we all just hit it off, but we're all really different, which is awesome. So it's not just like this homogenous group of like milipilis where like everyone did the same thing, like everyone to San Andres, like everyone has a country and like cool. It's like it's so fun. And so and then we ended up like going to Cordoba together. We have like it's just fun to think that I made this group of friends as a 32-year-old.
Yeah,
you know, like, and they're such a special part of my life now because it's just like a really cool space to have. And like, I'm very grateful for that. Cause it's
so nice.
I think that like, it was very hard in the beginning, I think too, when I was first lived here abroad to like, feel like I had found people that got me on a level that was beyond just like, oh, we share a home country or, oh, we like work at the same place or something, you know, like,
uh-huh,
and, like,
true.
And it goes back to like what you said of just like friendships here and relationships are so much more sincere, like off the bat. Like it's not that you can't find that at home, but yeah, it's like you just kind of go for it. Like it is full on balls to the wall. And then so it's like you can more easily determine like if these people are kind of speaking your language.
Yeah. And I will say, like, in terms of meeting Argentines, like if you're an expat and you speak Spanish, like there needs to be a point where Argentines get over the fact that you're living in their country, you speak their language, you're on their wavelength. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there is like a certain like Argentine that can't, that like gets so hung up on that and is like, No puedo creer lo bien que hablas. And it's like, if you don't stop saying that, we're never going to like really be friends because like, or like really like move forward okay. from here. Because it's like, if I'm so shocking to you, then like we're not going to be like on the same level, you know? So it's
yeah,
like,
it's,
people who
you're like a novelty
and people who were willing, like Argentines who were willing to, you know, take the time to explain cultural references to you or like repeat things when you don't understand them. Cause like, I mean, I speak Spanish, but I go to juntadas and I'm like, can be totally lost in the sauce. And sometimes that's fine. But other times it's like, no, para, and like, tell me more about like, El Flaco Espineta, because I'm interested, but like, I don't yeah. have all of, like, I don't have the history of having grown up here, obviously.
Yeah. And I think, and that's interesting too, because it is like you, for certain groups, like, yeah, I'm still, or like continue to be a bit of a novelty, like I put yeah. that in air quotes.
So true.
Also it's like, you know, so maybe with like Jose's friends, I mean, Jose is 20 years older than I am. And it's like, you know, they're like, whoa, like, qué loco, or whatever. And it's like fun. And it is validating in its own special way when people are like, wow, but you speak such great Spanish. You sound
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like same with you. And it's awesome. But, it is, I think that the other side of that coin is like, sometimes I run into this with like another grupo that's like more of Josie's friends that I really, that I care about and have, you know, whatever, but like we're not really, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. And like, sometimes I feel like it's really hard being like, when I feel like I'm the voice of reason, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, but like we'll sit and we'll have, you know, debates about like big topics like, you know, like feminism or things in politics and like gender rights and gender roles. And I don't know. And like, they'll say these comments that to me are just like so backwards. And I'm like, but you are like a well-educated, well-traveled, like in like modern person, you know? And then I'm like, then I feel like I'm just like, and they're like, oh, but I've also slash shanky, politically, you know, politically correct. Like they kind of like made me encajan en esa casilla of like, the social justice warrior. And sometimes it's like tiring because I feel like if I'm the only one that like, which like if you were there, I'm like, if Cara were here, she would like have my back because she would like know what I'm saying, right? But like if we're talking about something like police brutality or something like awful that's happening in America, and they'll get that kind of typical like funny, you know, I feel like Argentines love to crack jokes or like make kind of, you know, insensitive comments that
oh,
they
killer.
Suggest. And then they're just like, bueno, es que ustedes son super sensibles. And I'm like, just because you went to Miami once on vacation like, doesn't mean you understand like the inner workings of like the U.S. psyche. But like, thank you.
Oh, and man. I have to, like, you I know have what to, can like, be really hard to is like when they start throwing out conspiracy theories like oh. That was really hard for me to like not get so far. Well, just like conspiracy theories. Like I remember my like about 9/11, like my. My first like boyfriend, Argentine boyfriend, like I that created like a rift in the relationship. I really think because I yeah. just kind of like was like, you're kind of like todo bien, like let's like, let's like talk about this. But like, also like it just hit so close to home that I was like, you
yeah,
need to
you can't.
Tread a little bit more lightly.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, you can't just, you're not speaking about this with like a taxi driver, like who's from like Los Toldos, like I am from there. Like, and it's like, yeah. it's kind of, there is this like, again, it's great that Argentines in general, like I think of our generation and of like the world in which we move, you know, are very well traveled and go everywhere and they know a lot. And that's so great because it does help bridge the gap in terms of like humor and references and whatever. But there is sometimes, I'm like, tread lightly is the perfect way of encapsulating it. It's like they're kind of love to make these broad statements that like if they were at an asado and I wasn't there, they might like get away with it and be like applauded, like capo, sí, totalmente, es que le diste en el clavo. And you're like, no. And then it's like, okay, you're not, no, like just because I'm one American doesn't make me an expert on all things United States or whatever. Like, but like I do find myself getting kind of defensive or protective over certain things that like,
definitely. Yeah,
and
well,
like
and I think they like
is.
They like to pinchar, they like to argue. And I think that's kind of a difference. That's kind of like a difference too, I would say. Is like, you know, I think we are politically correct in the US. We kind of sometimes walk on eggshells with each other. We don't want to offend anyone. And so, you know, seeing the like observing Lauti with his friends, it looks like a big fight, You know what I mean? Like, it looks like a big brawl, but that is friendship. Like, confronting one another, like, challenging each other's opinions. Like, how else are we going to grow if we're all just, like, circle jerking one another?
It's such a fucking circle jerk. And, like, it's so about, like, platitudes. And you reminded me of, I remember I was with two of my friends. We were in a car driving back from dinner, and they called another, like, one of the girls. I don't know why she was not with us. I don't know, whatever. And, like, the three of them are much closer. Like, I'm kind of like a satellite, but anyway. So they were like bickering on the phone. They were like yelling at each other about something like so stupid. It was like, but it was like sisters almost. Like, it was like,
yeah.
Cause it was just like, but it was so like a flor de piel. And I was like, I was so uncomfortable also cause I'm a Libra and I'm like conflict avoidant. Like, get me out of here. And I was like, oh my God, this is like so, like, yikes. And then I realized, like, that doesn't mean that you aren't friends with someone just because you have, like, one kind of moment of, like, heated exchange. Like, and if you, like, if anything, if you can come into conflict and find a resolution to it, it almost makes your bond stronger because you're better at communicating. Like, you aren't just avoiding any kind of uncomfortable space. And, like, yeah, I think maybe it's just, like, maybe it's the heritage from, like, the Mediterranean, you know, Spain and Italy, and kind of, I don't know why, like, what the origin of that kind of predilection for just open, like, sharing.
Yeah. And like you said, I think, like, even if it's kind of like a fundamental disagreement, like, they're still your boys, they're still your pibes. Yeah. Like, they're de fierro, which is something that, yeah, that's a challenge that kind of arose only recently for me with my friendships in the US, where, like, I think when pretty much, like, thanks to Trump being elected, like, when you kind of find out whether there are people in your orbit who are supporting someone who you are so fundamentally against, like, it's taken me, I'm figuring out what is the practice to be able to get to a place where I can, like, still maintain a friendship with something that's so fundamentally, like, I'm so fundamentally against.
And it's like, well, it's like La Grieta. And I feel like we saw that here, you know, back in the, like, several years ago with Christina's last term, and, like, families were, like, breaking up over it. I mean, not like a divorce, but, you know, like, in terms of, you know, at the dinner table, like, no hablemos de esto. Because, and I think that it is just, that is, like, a symptom of, like, a larger global phenomenon of just, like, how the world is becoming more polarized in every sense. And, like, but here there is still that space left for, like, we don't have to have the same opinions on, you know, certain things maybe are non-negotiable. And I would say that especially in the last year or two with, like, the women's movement here and feminism, like, it's become much more, maybe people, and I think this is a good thing, are, like, standing up more for, like, they're more firm about their beliefs, you know, kind of like, no voy a estar con alguien que tipo antifeminista or, like, whatever. I don't know.
Cool.
But what was I going to say? Hold on. I just got, like, blinded by the patriarchy. But, you know, like, yeah, at home, it's like, it's just funny how I can just go back into that script of, like, what you're saying, of just, like, the catching up and the, oh, hi, like, how's your mom? Like, please send my love. And, like, and I have, like, friendships that have transcended that. But so many of those relationships are really just feel so superficial. And, like, you kind of wonder, what are we getting out of all of this? You know, like, I think of my friend Sarah told me about, Sarah's one of, I admire her so much. She she's been here twice and she did her master's here. And I joked, I was like, you made more Argentine friends in, like, 1 minute than I have in 13 years. Like, she just, like, se insertó mal en el mundo and, like, made all these friends. And it was great thanks to her. To her classes and stuff. But she was telling me how, like, when she was in the US, like, having issues with her visa or something, like, one of her friends was like, yo voy a Migraciones por vos, and, like, went to Migraciones,
oh,
like, in her place.
Good
and, like,
Lord.
And, like, people who, like, I mean, she got her gallbladder removed. Oh my God, this is actually kind of funny. She thought that she was just getting gallstones removed and asked me to come with her to the hospital on the morning of the surgery just to, like, help out and stuff. And, and she didn't realize until after that she had misunderstood the doctor. And he was like, yeah, we took out your entire gallbladder. So I felt really
honored.
Sorry,
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
It's just like they just removed the whole organ from her body.
And the limal.
She was like, oh, okay. She was like, just calculos. And he was like, no, la vesícula entera. And she was like, oh. But So I felt super honored that she asked me to like meet her at the hospital in the morning of her surgery and like accompany her and like text her parents and make sure, you know, that she was okay. Like I was really honored. But then it was even funnier is that like, let's say like 2.5 hours later or something, like her next friend showed up to be like, bueno, acá estoy yo. Like she had a whole, like she had like a revolving door of friends who were like helping her and getting her home. And she was like, my friend so-and-so is taking me home in her car. And like, so-and-so's, like, it was just, I was like, it was so special to see that, you know, how everyone shows up for their friends here in every way possible. And like, just so kind of almost like no questions asked, you know, like you don't have to like justify why you need it. They're just like, listo,
Oh, I
estoy.
feel that so much. Like going through my process with migraciones, one of my therapy friends was like, voy con vos, voy con, like she literally was like, I'll go to migraciones with you. You did one of my, helped me with one of my certificados de domicilio. She helped me with another one, like get another one. Cause I was kind of like, pesado. Like I have to do this again. But yeah, you know, I think like also, and we haven't really talked much about like expat friendships, but I think that like
Oh,
one thing
yeah.
that I always, because I have made just so many amazing expat friends, and like I think that when you're far away from your family, you know, your friends become your family,
Oh,
and
1,000%.
so you might call on those, you know, you call on those friends for things that you might have typically like called on your
Family
family
for.
for, you know, like Seinfeld, like picking someone up from the airport or helping
Yeah.
move or whatever. But you really do those things. You don't just say, oh, dude, if you need help with the boxes, give me a call. Like
Yeah.
you are there with your sleeves rolled up. And like, so I think that that's kind of a cool thing that like extends from like this focus, an importance around like friends and family that exists among Argentines. But even if you're an expat with other expats in Argentina, I think that
Yeah.
kind of like installs itself,
Oh, for sure.
yeah, in the
Because it's
friendship.
so it's it is so true. Because it's like, you know, I think that there luckily the community here of foreigners and expats, whatever you want to call them, is so big and so diverse that there really is like, you know, something for everyone. Like you don't have to, I think maybe in other places it might be like slim pickings, you know, so it's like, oh, there's 12 of us here, there's like a bazillion. So it's like if you're a party person and that's all you want, then you can do that. If you're like a diplomat, you know, if you're in the diplomat circuit, you obviously have that. If you like are a mommy or a daddy, you know, and you're like maybe traveling around the world and you've got like the parent connection, that's really big. But it's just so true that, you know, when you find people who are also here, like when you're here for a longer term, I guess like that's the kind of, not the dividing, but it's kind of like, you know, you meet people, you fall in love with them as friends, and then maybe 3 months later they're like, oh, I'm going back home, or I'm, you know, going elsewhere. I think, and I've noticed that that it's kind of, it you start to like not divide your time, but it's almost like you want to invest in people, but
Yeah.
it can be really, it's so hard to like
It sounds
open up
bad,
your,
but yeah.
it's hard to like open up your heart and like spill your guts to someone and then like have them leave. But when, so
And
when you're
it
here,
gets so repetitive because if
yeah,
you're
and
just in those initial stages of friendship with an expat and it is a little bit more of that script life, you know, and then also sharing like grievances about your experience. Like, it's so great to have someone from your home to commiserate with and just like to be able to bitch to when, you know,
right.
the distance or the culture shock is, you know, becomes a lot. Like, it's great to have someone who's on the same page that you can commiserate with. But yeah, there's that revolving door. There's the despedida after despedida. And like, I mean, I felt it
Oh.
living in
Yeah.
La Casa
Oh,
de
yeah.
Unes, like meeting cool people and like having to say goodbye all the time. And it can be so
It's
hard.
just hard. It breaks your heart, and like you, it's the double-edged sword of, I'm so grateful to Argentina because I've met more people than I ever would if I stayed in DC or on the East Coast. I'm sure of that. But it's also like I've seen so many people go, and like that's when I remember one. It was like 1 month I lost 10 friends. Ugh. Like, and I lost. They moved
Yeah,
away, and I
that's
remember being like, I lost 10 that year. No, but And I was kind of like, I'm going to commit myself more to like either local people or people who are here for longer term, because like my, you know, my heart is finite. I mean, I think that love is infinite, but you get to a point where it's just, it is really hard. It like kind of is kind of beats you down and you're like, okay, how do I just find a balance that works for me? And I think though that it's so true is that when you connect with these people that are on your same wavelength and have also left home, and the understanding and the camaraderie there is just so much deeper. And like you said, it's like family. Like I just know, like I could call you and it's like no questions asked. It's like, because it's just what you do for people that you care about. And like, I think that Argentina teaches us the lessons of friendship, like in many ways, you know, just like from the little mundane things and just like being really affectionate and just telling people you care about them, you know, like kind of being very open about that and not being afraid to like give them a big bear hug. And like, I don't know, I love that they're just so hard on their sleeve.
Yeah.
And then it's just like de fierro. It's like the friends that you have, you know, you accompany each other like you through life, and it's not going to always be pretty, but you just, and then, well, and this all just brings me to the celebration that is probably the most important celebration ever. No, it's not Christmas.
No.
No, it's not Labor Day. It's Dia del Amigo.
I don't know if I just canceled you out by talking on top of you, but Dia del Amigo, qué fenómeno.
Che, es el mejor día del mundo mundial. Lo tengo marcadísimo en mi calendario. Ya no sabes lo que me significa.
Vamos de joda. Okay, I want to tell my first Dia del Amigo story, because I was a bartender in a bar in Bariloche. And like, I could not believe that my schedule was 8 to 5. That is 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Yes, you heard it right. But usually it was like 8 to 3. But like the night que más explotó in the bar, Día del Amigo. A pleno. Locura. It was so fun. But it was like, I mean, you know.
It's also like stress.
Cinco de Mayo meets, you know, St. Patrick's Day meets like just any
Marathon Monday.
Marathon Monday, exactly.
Because it's like, I mean, so Día del Amigo is this, it's an international holiday, but I think Argentina has just taken it to the next level, because it's the day where like, you know, you celebrate your friends and your friendships. And so even though you see them all the time, you get your WhatsApp is filled with like these chats that are like, chicos, en las buenas y en las malas, siempre me bancaron. Les agradezco el corazón, el aguante que me tiene. Cuando yo me separé de la negra y me tuve que volver con mis viejos. And it's like this whole like maudlin, like just like poetic, it's just so funny. And then it's like you have to fight over like who you're spending it with like on that night, because it's like who gets the prime real estate,
which grupo?
And then it just becomes like la juntada se extiende, so it's just like normal life, because it's like in the end it's like we're just getting together como siempre, but it's like para día de amigo, like
para, like mia. I think about like in my like offices I worked in New York, like the day after like the Christmas party was just written off as just like, yeah, hangover central. Day after Día del Amigo, olvídate,
no se hace nada,
no se hace nada. And I love this factoid that we found, that in 2005 the amount of well-wishing messages and calls led to a breakdown of the mobile phone network in Buenos Aires, Mendoza, Cordoba, and Rosario, which was comparable to one experienced in 2004 on Christmas and New Year's Day. But like we're talking felicitarnos.
Like, hay que llamar, hay que mensajear, hay que chatear, hay que conectarse, chicos, hay que decirles todo a la familia. It's like literally like, cargamos saldo, me voy al locutorio, and I'm just going to do mis llamados. Like, it is so, I just like love that, because it's the gift of gab. They just like yap away. Like, oh, I mean, I don't know. I just think Día del Amigo, it's like, I kind of roll my eyes at it because I think it's ridiculous, but like, I do love it. Like,
oh my God, I love it. I love it. Except when you're like, what do I, like, I'm like, it's definitely the way that Valentine's Day can make single people, can like trigger single people. Día del Amigo, the first day I moved back here, I was like strolling through Palermo by myself on Día del Amigo. And I was like, oh man, this is grim. Like, yeah, I knew, like, I had friends, but I was like new again. And I was like,
I didn't really have
a firm plan. And like one person was like a tentative plan. And then luckily my ride or die Argentine friend, I was like, I'm coming over with some mani japonés. get ready. Oh,
cocaine.
We're gonna like just dance to some cumbia.
Vamos a janguear. Yeah. I mean, that's just, yeah. So it's like, it is heartwarming. And I think that this is what's cool, is that in this new context of our virtual lives and being all trapped alone and things like that, is like the friendships are adapting and finding new ways, like just, you know, to like playing games together online or just doing like whatever Zoom hangouts. Like, that's maybe you could say universal, but I just feel like the Argentines are more like better equipped to like evolve and like to do anything they can to like keep those bonds alive. Like, maybe in other place it might be easier just to be like, oh, I haven't checked in with my friends in a while, like whatever. But here it's very much like every day, like my grupos are super activos and everyone's like, y hagamos esta receta juntos, or like, let's play this game, or like, I don't know. And I just think that's super special because, you know, I'm like such a cynical, like, old grump, like I would say 98% of the time, but like I do have a heart and it does have feelings.
You do.
I'm so grateful for like the friends that I've made here, but like, yeah, people like you, like, you know, other foreigners, but just like so many incredible Argentines that like, you know, have no reason to like aceptar una shanky loca que no para de hablar, but like they did. And like, it just is like, it makes me feel like confident in my choice to live here. You know, like if I didn't have friends, like true friends, maybe I would think like, you know, okay, why am I living halfway across the world? Like, yeah, and I could go somewhere else. But I really, I feel like I just fit in here, and it's friendships are like such a core aspect of that.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna go cry now.
I cried before we got on the call. It's okay. And that's
cathartic.
That I think is, I mean, something that really fascinates me too, is to live that out and be able to be there for someone in las buenas y las malas. Just like,
te abrazo.
Just sit there, just be there, just be a person. Like, I'm not asking for a solution. I'm just like, yeah, to be able to be vulnerable around someone is kind of a real sign of friendship, I think.
I love that. Oh, my heart is so warm right now.
Me too. This really changed my humor, I'll tell you that much.
Amen.
Gracias a vos, a mí.
Ay, amiga, te quiero, te extraño. Like, I always send that. I just send this. I just like, ay, te extraño. I'm like, am I talking to like a secret boyfriend? No, I'm just talking to an amiga. I'm
like, there's like the Malena Pichot, like the, she's just sending, well, it's her ex, like the voice note, but I always like go back to it like, quería saber cómo estás, en qué andas, en qué andabas, cómo estabas.
I just like wander the house sending audios to friends that are like 6 minutes long, being like, y bueno, lavé los platos y ahora voy a ver qué hago con este rompecabezas. And I'm like, why am I just like, I'm just like walking in circles, and I'm like, but it feels, and then they reply, that, you know, they listen to it 4 hours later and send me back their own reply. And it's just like, this is just people just like sending audios like into the ether, like forever and ever. Amen.
Like, gotta love those audios. Whenever I send an audio to someone in the US, like, they're always like, oh my God, it was so good to hear your voice. And I'm like, yeah, it's called an audio. That is, you know, I know I've been known to abuse them, but it's like, that's a really nice way to remain connected. So this Día del Amigo, recomiendo. Maybe sending some audios to your people from home.
I wonder, like, in July, like, how, I mean, it depends on what kind of situation we're in, but I wonder how, you know, if we're going to have like, a Día del Amigo virtual, or, like, just how people are going to adaptar los saludos. But I think that, like, this is a call for creativity.
And, yeah. Like, oh, I'm interested. Leave it to the RGs to get creative about this.
Oh, they're definitely going to, like, MacGyver some crazy solution. It's going
to
be,
I can't wait to see.
Fantastic. Like, oh, now all I want to do is just, like, go write love letters to all of my friends and send them. Let's do that.
Dale. Me gustó. Me gustó el plan.
Voy a ir a hablar con el perro y el mono y vamos a ver qué hacemos. Y después va a llamar la China. I'm like, who are all these people? I love it.
So
I love being la panza.
So cute.
And you're la caro.
La caro.
La caro. But I do miss you, friend.
Yeah, I miss you, friend, really.
Te abrazo a la distancia.
Abrazo con tenedor. That was classic.
That sticker.
You have upped my sticker game big time.
See, that's what friends are for. We're supposed to always, it's like mejora continua. Like, I'm just making you a better version of yourself. Like,
beautiful.
Through WhatsApp stickers. So, I guess we'll just catch you on the flip side next week or something, right? I mean, like,
catch you next week.
Our eternal friend date. Like, I'm just gonna, I don't know, go make a collage in honor of you.
Awesome. Because
that's what we do.
Make you a little binder, a little photo album.
Hay que ir a la librería y hay que comprar folios.
I'll go check out Facu. I miss Facu, my librería.
Oh my God. What an angel.
All right,
little boo. I guess this is it for now, but until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.